You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
This week's mailbag, we're going to squeeze it in from field level here at University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me. Let's get started with a question about the offensive line from Rob Dickinson, who asks, what players have stood out to you along the offensive line so far? Well, we go with the starting lineup. Start with left tackle, Russell Okung. He's been as advertised. He's provided some stability and some quickness at that left tackle spot. And I think most importantly, he's shown that he can hold his own in practice against Von Miller, Shane Ray, and Shaquille Barrett. If he can handle those guys, he's going to do very well over the course of the season. Among young guys, Matt Paradis, we forget, even though it seems like he's been around for a long time, it's only his second year as a starter. He's still young, but he has really stepped up as a leader, not just of the line, but on the entire offense. Donald Stevenson's looked good at right tackle. This is a better scheme for him, I think, than Kansas City's was. And then you go to Max Garcia, some ups and downs in the games, but, you know, he's got that mauler mentality. He can, you know, fight you in a phone booth kind of thing. I like what I've seen from him. Of course, all the questions still at right guard. Darian Weems, Michael Schofield, Tyson Brillo, he's got to get back from the elbow injury. So a lot of questions there, but I think at 4 of 5 spots right now, the Broncos feel pretty good. Last week against the Rams was a bit of a struggle, but they're not going to face a defensive line that good in the regular season. So if they can learn from that, apply it to future games, they're going to be in good shape up front. Second question's from Don McDonald, who asks, in your opinion, who should have won the third receiver job? Well, I keep coming back to Jordan Norwood, and he's going to be a third receiver, it looks like. He's certainly in position for it as the preseason ends. He's worked a lot in that role, was really the first receiver up among the reserves behind Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders all through the offseason. Cody Latimer and Benny Fowler, they've had injuries, but Norwood is just steady. You know what you're going to get from him. He's kind of like Andre Caldwell was for a few years with the Broncos. You can put him in any spot, but he's also a very natural slot receiver, very heady, instinctive player, has good timing with all the quarterbacks, and could well be the kickoff and punt returner for the Broncos this year. So Norwood, he's had a good summer. That's why I think you're going to see him at the number 3 receiver spot. Thanks for the questions, and if you want it on next week's mailbag, week 1, a big, big week for the Broncos, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag, and please find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and you can use the hashtag AskMace to ask a question. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.